Jane, age 19. There was an AI aboard the Jotun. His name was Paker, and nobody paid him much attention, even though he did lots of things for them. Nobody ever said please or thank you to him, even. They just made demands. Paker, open the hatch. Paker, run a system diagnostic. That kind of thing. Jane didn't know what bothered her more, the way the crew talked to Paker, or the fact that Paker himself seemed fine with it. She tried talking to him during her first night there, while she and Lorien had arranged stacks of blankets on the floor of their storage compartment. She tried asking him how he was doing, what he was up to, if he was having a good day. He didn't seem to know how to answer, and he wasn't interested in having a conversation. Maybe there wasn't any curiosity in his code. Maybe nobody'd ever asked him those kinds of things before. Jane could hear Pankare's cameras following her as she walked down the broad, metal corridor. They were different from Owl's cameras, less noisy, less clunky. She missed the clunky ones. She missed Owl, furiously, achingly. And weird as it was, she missed the shuttle. Aboard the Jotun, everything was clean and warm, and all the tech worked right. There wasn't any danger, not that she could see. But she missed the shuttle, all the same. She missed knowing where everything was, knowing how her blanket would smell, missed playing Sims and fixing stuff. She'd worked so long to get out of there, and now she almost wanted to go back. Lights in the ceiling switched on as she made her way to the kitchen. The Jotun was huge, and she longed to know how everything worked. But the lead tech didn't like her. Thekra was a mean-faced Andrisk, with a real thick accent, and Jane didn't know if she'd asked her too many questions or what, but Thekra had flat-out told her that she was distracting her from her work and that she needed to go bathe. That last bit had stung. Jane was the cleanest she'd been since the factory. Cleaner, even. She didn't think she smelled bad, but she'd felt awkward in her own body since then, and had been scrubbing herself so hard her skin hurt. None of the other species there took showers, so she and Lorien had to clean themselves in one of the utility sinks down in the engine room, standing on cold metal and drenching each other with a lukewarm hose. It made her feel like a dead dog. The lights in the kitchen were already on. Jane wasn't the only one there. One of the tables was occupied by the algaeist, a big Laru man with the hilarious name of Uyuo. Not that she'd told him his name was hilarious. She'd already managed to make one person not like her in the 10 days she'd been there. She wasn't stupid. Uyuo was kicking back with his furry feet up on another chair, eating some kind of crunchy fruit as he stuffed a pipe with red reed. Jane liked the look of his species. He was shaggy red from head to toe, and had a long, crazy neck that could make his snouted face curve back over his shoulder. He was as tall as Lorien when walking on 4 legs. When he walked on 2, he nearly bumped the ceiling. Uyuo's black eyes dilated as Jane walked into the room.
"Hey, little human," he said. "Whatcha looking for?"
"I'm thirsty," Jane said. She paused. "And I couldn't sleep." Uyuo's neck bobbed in a slow, repeated S-shape.
"Me too. Me too."
He lifted up the pipe toward her.
"Want to join me?"
Jane blinked. I don't know how." She put her hands in her pockets because she didn't know what else to do with them. "I don't know how." Uyuo made a funny face she couldn't figure out.
"Well, I'll show you. Come on."
He waved one of his wide, paw-like hands toward his table. Jane pulled up a chair. Stars, but he was big. If he hadn't been saying nice stuff, she would have been real scared of him. She was a little bit, anyway. Uyuo picked up a sparker from the table and handed both it and the pipe to her.
"Okay, so put the little end in your mouth. There you go. Now close your lips around it. Now, You're going to spark the stuff in the bowl, and at the same time, you're going to suck in hard.
Jane did as told. A hot mouthful of smoke came rushing between her lips, and she tasted it. Ash and dirt, hot and sweet. Uyuo saw her pause.
You gotta breathe it in, way down into your lungs, then out your nose like a chimney.
Jane did as told, and she doubled over, coughing and gasping. Her lungs hadn't liked that experience much. Uyuo made a huffing rumble down deep in his chest. Was he laughing at her?
First time's always hard. Try again. You'll get the hang of it.
Jane wasn't sure she wanted to try again. Her throat was scratchy now, and she felt kind of stupid, but she didn't want to give up in front of Uyuo. She repeated the same steps as before. Spark, suck, breathe. Her lungs protested, but she willed them open, just a little. She coughed again, but less this time, and some of the smoke came out of her nose instead of her lips. She felt something else, too, a little quieter, a little clearer.
There you go,
Uyuo said, sounding pleased. He took the pipe and sparker back.
Look at you. You look like a kumi.
Jane coughed the last of the smoke out of her lungs. What's a kumi?
A volcano monster. From holiday stories, you know. Little round, furly spirits that appear when rocks near lava flows start to melt.
That sounded like a cool thing to look like. I'm not round, though, Jane said. Uyuo took a long drag from his pipe. He didn't cough at all.
No, you definitely are not,
he thought for a moment, puffing.
Why don't you eat the same stuff as the rest of us? Your friend eats the same stuff as the rest of us. Cook's always giving you, what, porridge? Soft vegetables?
Jane scratched behind her ear. I was real sick before I came aboard. I'm not supposed to eat anything complicated for a while. Bothpole, the ship's doctor, apparently agreed with everybody back on the lookout station about that. Damn it.
Sick how?
Uyuo asked. Lots of ways, Jane said. But mostly because I didn't eat enough, I guess.
Why didn't you eat enough?
Because there wasn't any food.
Ah,
Uyuo said. He exhaled a long stream of smoke.
That's shitty.
Jane gave a short laugh. You could say that.
You're a fringer, yeah?
He made a circling gesture with one of his fingers.
From outside the GC?
Yeah.
Spacer?
No, I lived on a planet.
And on that whole planet, there was nowhere to get food?
There was, just... How was she supposed to explain? How could she ever explain this to anyone? Just not for me. Uyuo waited for her to add more, but Jane said nothing else. The Laru bobbed his head.
Sounds bad.
Yeah, Jane said.
So, wait.
Uyuo leaned forward on the table, his face stretching out into the middle of it.
You got sick because you didn't have any food, so they're not letting you eat food.
Jane laughed again. Yeah, basically.
Did your friend have food?
Yeah.
Why didn't he share it with you?
I haven't known him long. He wasn't where I was.
Uh-huh. I thought... Oh, never mind.
What? Uyuo shifted his jaw.
Are you two coupling or what?
Jane nearly choked on her own breath.
Did he really think that? Did everyone think that?
Jane had no idea how to feel about that if they did. The Laru made the same rumbly sound as before.
No worries. Just getting the story straight. I haven't met many of your kind, so I don't really know how to read you. You two just seem protective of each other. Like how? You're always talking for him. And yeah, I get he can't do that great on his own, but you figure him out pretty quick. You help him get there. And doesn't matter if he can speak clip or not, he's clear as air when he's pissed at someone on your behalf. He's been glaring knives at Thekre for the past 2 days. Jane felt her cheeks flush. You heard about that? Uyuo stretched his limbs. Ships are small. Things get around. Don't let her get to you. She thinks I smell too. He ruffled the fur on his forearm. We mammals got the shit end of the evolution stick. Something wrapped tight in Jane's chest loosened a bit, and she smiled. She liked this guy. Anyway, all I'm saying is you two act like you've known each other a while. I guess you've been through some bad stuff together. That speeds things up.
Jane thought about that. She thought about the bit early on in Scorch Squad 6, when the squad crosses path with Deathhead Eve, and they team up to fight the Oil Prince. They went through a lot of bad stuff together, and they did all kinds of crazy things that you'd only do if you really trusted and cared about somebody. But in the end, when the job was done, when the bad guy was gone, they went their separate ways. They weren't friends. Not in the sticking around sense. Jane and Lorien had never discussed whether they'd be sticking around each other once they left the Jotun. She just assumed it would happen. But why? If he didn't want to stick around, he didn't have to, right? The thought made her sad, which was stupid. She could take care of herself. If she could scavenge, if she could deal with dogs, she could handle whatever Port Coriel had on her own. But she liked Lorien. She liked him being with her. She liked working with him, eating with him. She liked the drawings he made on the old scrib the captain had given him. She liked teaching him clip, little by little, going real slow as he fought through the sounds. She liked the way he put his hand on her shoulder when she got scared or angry. She liked sleeping next to him, even though the storage compartment sucked. She liked knowing that if she had a nightmare, he'd wake her up, and that she'd do the same for him. She liked telling him Sims stories in the dark when neither of them could sleep, and she liked that he'd draw her pictures of characters the way he imagined them. She liked that time she'd woken up to find that they'd cuddled close, nose to nose. She'd stayed awake as long as she could, just lying real still and knowing he was there. It wasn't like having a bunkmate. She didn't know what it was like. She thought about what Uyuo had assumed. She wished she could talk to Owl. She pointed at the pipe. Can I have some more? Uyuo passed the pipe back.
Like it?
Jane sparked the red reed.
I don't know yet.
She breathed in smoke and coughed, of course. I like the taste, at least. I like tasting new things. The Laru watched her, his neck bobbing in thought.
Come on,
he said, standing up and waving her to follow. Uyuo went back into the storage area where the cook worked. He opened a two-doored cupboard and gestured her toward it. Jane stepped forward. Inside the cupboard were dozens of little jars and bottles, all labeled with words she could read but didn't recognize. Crushberry leaf, ground huptum, river salt. She didn't understand. Uyuo's eyes rolled toward the jars, then back at Jane.
They are spices, he said. You know what spices are?
Jane shook her head.
Stars,
Uyuo muttered. He grabbed a jar. Yakeni pepper, the label read, and pulled out the stopper.
Put out your hand, he said.
Jane did, and Uyuo sprinkled a tiny dash of rough yellow dust into her palm.
Go on, taste it.
Jane stared at the hard little clumps. This wasn't food. She didn't know what this was. She sniffed at it. Her sinuses shot open in response. Timidly, she stuck out her tongue and dabbed up a few of the mysterious grains. Her mouth exploded. But, oh, stars, in such a good way. Everything was hot and sharp, but delicious, too, and smoky, and dry, and like nothing she'd ever tasted. Nothing, ever. She licked up the rest, not caring about the pain that came with it. The pain almost made it better, in a weird way. Her eyes watered, and her nose cleared. She was the most awake she'd felt in days. She grabbed another jar. Sudet, it read. Are any of these poisonous? She asked. Uyuo wiggled his neck.
To you? No idea. But I know where the med ward is, and you look easy to carry.
Jane grinned, then poured a bit of the sudet, whatever that was, straight onto her tongue. Different. So different. This one wasn't hot at all. It was like, damn it, she needed words for this. She'd find the words. She'd learn. Uyuo leaned back against the counter and smoked his pipe as Jane tore through the cupboard. Would she get in trouble for this? Would the cook be mad? She didn't care. How could she care when there was a whole pantry full of new experiences with names like Chocovin and Roasting Blend and Coolie Paste? She couldn't, was the answer. She wanted to taste everything in there. She wanted to do it until her mouth went numb. She stood in front of the cupboard, jars on the floor around her, palms coated with multicolored dust. She wasn't sure if it was the red reed or something she'd swallowed or what, but in that moment, she could feel a bridge stretching between her as she was right then, giggling and gasping in a spaceship kitchen, to her at 4 years old, sucking algae gunk from her nails in the dark. She felt as though she could reach out to that little girl and pull her through the years. Look, she'd say, look who you're gonna be. Look where you're gonna go. Jane let out a sob she hadn't known was there. Uyuo sat up with a start.
Oh, what the fuck? He said, shit, let's get you to the med ward. Come on.
Jane stared at him. What? Why? I'm fine.
Oh, no, your eyes are leaking.
Jane laughed, which was hard to do while crying. No, no, this. She sniffed hard. It's just tears. It's okay. Uyuo was distraught.
What about this is okay?
We do this. Humans do this when we're feeling a lot of things.
You leak?
I guess. I'm okay, really. I'm fine. The Laru shifted his jaw back and forth.
All right. That's fucking creepy, but all right.
He rubbed the length of his neck, smoothing the fur down.
What are you feeling? Are you upset?
I don't know, Jane said. This is all... It's just a lot. All of this is a lot. Uyuo considered.
Is your species... I mean, are you okay with touching? You know, physical contact?
Jane nodded, tears still flowing steadily. Uyuo took a step forward and wrapped one of his big arms around her, pulling her close to his chest. He wrapped his neck around her, too, which was strange, but it wasn't so different from another arm. He squeezed gently, and Jane hung on tight. More grateful for that weird alien hug than she'd been for anything in a long time.
You're okay now,
Uyuo said as Jane cried into his fur.
You're okay.